This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up, we're going to take you to the movies to lighten the mood, as so many people are tired of the back and forth over this election after the last debate. It's certainly not over. If anything, the next 2 weeks are going to be explosive because we're at the finish line. So finally, after all the conversation about primaries and who's winning and polls and all of the numbers mixed in between, it just comes down to Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. As people line up on both sides of this to endorse or disendorse, which seems to be happening a lot with Trump, Trump is stepping up campaign spending in the final stretch, and that's not a surprise. Spending in states, some of those swing states that seemingly could go either way. So much of the television, the September spending, went to television advertising. So it's a big change for someone who's social media all over the place. And he surpassed his previous best fundraising month, which was $41.8 million. He raised $29.9 million spent in August. But he's raised $54.7 million and spent more than $70 million through the month of September. He started October with $34.8 million in the bank. All I know is when somebody runs for president, I think it's insane that they talk about it costing $1 million to become the president of the United States. I mean, $1 million. Are you kidding me? To run for president. Seems so crazy, doesn't it? It does. It seems so out of whack to say that. To say that, you know, how much do you think it costs to become the leader of the free world? And I think that price tag is, again, so out of reach for so many people. When people ask the question, I mean, you know, really, actually, it's $1 to $2 billion. I meant to say $1 to $2 billion, not a million. That's why it's so crazy and out of whack. Boy, if you're running for president, the process of running for president, how much do you need to be president of the United States? I mean, some people are saying no less than five, you know, no less than of your own money, no less than at least $5 million. Wow. So $1 billion is spent to be elected as the president of the United States. Wow. An amazingly crazy number when you think of the people that have such a passion for public service and who aren't about the money and who would love to run, and some of them brilliant, but will never, ever see the light of day, because you've got to have those favors, you've got to be able to collect that coin, and they're not able to do it. All right, let me throw out the numbers. We're bouncing around a little bit in the studio, so bear with us, but 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, if you get through in the next, you know, couple of minutes or so, because I mentioned that we were going to go to the movies, take you to the movies, so you can hear a little snippet of what's new and hot out there that you might be interested in going to see. You know, talking about being interested in seeing something, Jack Reacher is one of those films, and Jack Reacher, the Tom Cruise vehicle, may end up winning. I don't know, may end up winning the weekend. Jack Reacher, Never Go Back. There's a Madea Halloween, and there's a movie that looks to be pretty funny called Keeping Up with the Joneses. And Keeping Up with the Joneses looks pretty interesting, too. So if you're looking for a break from politics, that may be the way to go. All right, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Michael, out there in New Jersey, listen, welcome to our little club. We enjoy having new members. I'm one of the stars of this show, and along with Kate and the rest of us. Graham, and of course, Izzy is our princess queen.
This is great.
She is our female sage, shall we say. She
yes,
has all
she
the
is
knowledge.
A sage.
Yes, she's a brilliant, brilliant woman, and I consider her my friend. Now,
this is a good lady.
I've been talking to some more people. I've even called some of my Democratic friends in Arkansas, where I have relatives, and they can't stand Hillary. They thought she was just, they watched that debate, and they were talking about that today, and they said they could not stand her, that she looked like a bleached out little robot. Kept bobbing her head up.
So they're
down,
not down. They're not voting for her, right?
No, I don't think
saying?
You could. Like I say, I've been checking with people, and I'm telling you, I do believe that Donald's going to pull this out. I think he's going to win it, not just a little ways. I think it's going to be a landslide. And all these things where they're finding out about Hillary being involved in financing the dirty tricks campaign that they tried to pull out of Trump rallies, and all this other stuff that's coming about Brazil giving Hillary the questions of the second debate. My God, man. If they manage to pull this off and steal this election, you are going to have a revolt in this country. It's not going to be pretty. I'm too old for it, so don't tell them to quit clicking on my phone and go every time I pick the phone up, it goes click. You know, I know they're listening to me, but tell them I'm too old for the revolution. But there is one coming if this happens. We're not going to put up with this anymore. We're not going to go down the tube. And I'm telling you, we're not going to go down the same old routine. We're not going to have any more of this Marxist, socialist, communist crap. And the news media, these boys better get back in line of doing their job of being journalists instead of being one-sided for Hillary. Or there's going to be a whole lot of people going to be out of work. There's going to be a whole lot of news people going, oh, my God, I wish I had played it straight. Because I'm not
going to.
Payback is
a
mother, especially when you are the president of the United States. You know what
I
mean?
That's true. There are a lot of people. Thanks, Dan. Whoops, wait, we missed Dan. Go ahead, Dan. You had something else?
Yeah, I was going to say thank you very much for last night. You really did a wonderful show. I was really impressed.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling, as always, Dan. The thing that's interesting is I think we're going to have an avalanche at the polls. I do. And no matter what precinct you're in, no matter where you live in these United States, vote. And I believe the people really hear that message and they are going to go out and vote big time on November 8th or perhaps early voting before that. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Remember, we're going to take you to the movies, but before we do that, let's squeeze in a quickie. Grim, you get a couple of quick minutes. Go for it.
Okay, I'll be real quick. You know, what Donald needs to do now is to increase his chance with the undecided, is Trump's chance with his campaign guru needs to get around the round table and break it down to the third day of each till the 19th and agree upon cabinet members. You know, first start with administration of the Office of Management and Budget. Name their agreed upon cabinet head. Then with suggestions, decide upon nominees of the Department of Labor and Department of Commerce. And have them campaign Saturday in California through four Trump and Pence and move on to other such states. And after that, he can follow up with a speech at a campaign. Got my first cabinet member, my second hiree with two nominee department heads. Where's hers? The second and third cabinet members could be for domestic policy and economic advisors. And with their suggestions, they can have nominees for Department of Education, Department of Housing, Urban Development, Department of Health and Human Services. And Trump can state on October the 26th, got our second, third hired cabinet members named with three named department nominees. Where's hers? Then the fourth hiree, October the 29th, the head of Department of Defense. The fifth hiree on November the 1st, the head of the Department of State. Finally, the sixth hiree on November the 4th, right before the election. Now, on my part, hopefully he could convince, still allowing him to operate his day job, even though many can have set in from him from time to time, totally sleeper, ambushing the island, at a campaign, Trump announces and requests his stage appearance. My sixth hiree for cabinet member of the National Security Council and the head of the Department of Justice as the Attorney General, Esquire Mark Levin.
I don't know if he would want it, but you know what? It is an interesting, it's an interesting thought, because I said that if you look at presidents who are successful, they get rid of cabinet members that aren't good and they pick cabinet members who would have a good shot at doing a good job, who they think they can delegate to and they know what they're doing.
Well, I don't want to be that hateful about this, but I kind of leave it up to y'all's imagination what Mark Levin's first three lines would be. I got it in writing, and I'll try and get to it.
I love it, Grim.
It somewhat goes around the second debate.
Second debate, I gotcha. I love it.
Who else would know more? I mean, really.
Well, certainly popularity-wise, there's no question about that.
And he served already under Reagan.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You're right. You're right. All right, brother, we got to let you fly. You're going to have to help me there back at the studios in Minneapolis, if you can hear me, because we have a little computer malfunction in our satellite facility. Thanks, Grim. And now we're going to go to the movies. And taking you to the movies, we're going to start with the Jack Reacher flick, which is Tom Cruise's latest vehicle. And the first one scored big, big, big. Let's hear what the second one is like.
Him all down with his bare hands.
He's still in there.
Turn around, mister. You see your hands. Slowly.
Aggravated assault is a felony in this state, Mr. Reacher. Process him and get him to county.
Two things are going to happen in the next 90 seconds.
Excuse me.
First, that phone over there is going to ring. Second, you're going to be wearing these cuffs on your way to prison.
Well, that is one magnificent prophecy, Mr. Reacher.
She's going to keep on ringing.
Thanks for tipping us off to that sheriff.
When are you coming to D.C.?
I move around a lot.
You're a legend.
Folks wonder why you left. Purple Heart, Silver Star.
There's this big dent in the desk. People say you made it with someone's head.
Jack Reacher
for Major Turner.
Major Turner's been arrested.
On what charge?
Espionage.
He's been set up.
How much does Reacher know?
How's it going?
I don't like being followed.
You think you're invulnerable.
That's right. Maybe I rip your arm off and beat you to death with it.
I'm sorry about this.
Reacher?
I'm here to kill you.
My men were shot by one of our own.
This is bigger than I imagined.
You ever lose anyone on your watch, Reacher?
You're a dead man. You think you're above the law. But I'm not the law. So you should start running, because I'm going to start hunting. And when I find you, I'm going to kill you all. It's a haircut. All you guys go to the same barber?
Actually, I think this will do well. The first one was good. It is great for Tom Cruise. People like it. I like it. I like the first one. And I'm sure I'll probably stream the second one. So we move from Jack Reacher to Tyler Perry and Madea.
What's up, ladies? We're having a Halloween party tonight, so why don't you come on by?
Tiffany, what's going on?
Chill out, Pops. It's cool.
Hey, Madea, I gotta go out of town. I was wondering if you can come by and just keep an eye on Tiffany.
No, son, no, I can't come over there. It's Halloween night. You know I like to go nowhere on Halloween.
I'll pay you.
I'm on my way. I'll be there now. How you doing, baby?
good to see you.
I'm glad you're here to help me with her, because there's a party around the corner, and I want to be sure she doesn't try to sneak out.
This is going
to
be so wild.
These children today, you got to drop the hammer on them.
What's the worst that can happen to her? Turn to prostitution, drugs? Hell, how you think I met your mama?
You shouldn't be here. Mr. Wilson died in his house on Halloween. He killed his entire family.
What the hell is this?
After 10, the ghosts come out.
Hang on, it's in the most.
Strange things start happening.
What is it?
You see something scary?
It's white.
You see white people.
All my life I had to fight. There's something in this house. We gotta get out of here.
Let's watch.
She's a very kinky girl.
We have to get one.
I saw it in a movie. She answered the phone. She got dead. And who the hell is it?
Hello, dear. Do you want to play a game?
She will never
let you go. Nice costume, dude. Show us your benefits.
You want to see him? He's home. There we go.
I need a drink.
I used to get dollar bills for that.
We about to get turned up.
What's wrong with it? Let me look up on the hood. Is everybody all right?
Come on, I'm scared of you.
Ain't nothing out there.
My dear!
What's wrong with you? Oh, hell. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus.
Tyler Perry's Boo, a Madea Halloween.
All right, so you hear it, Madea, very, very popular. And then quickly we go to this one. We'll leave you with this one as we trail out, and it's Keeping Up with the Joneses.
This is what I love about HR. You learn these little intricacies about people.
Margaret's going to show us the meaning of trust.
Honey, what am I really doing this summer? I mean, I sent the kids away to camp. I'm redesigning bathrooms.
Think Brooklyn. Exposed brick and
a urinal.
Meg wants me standing up again.
Yeah.
New neighbors aren't wasting any time moving in, are they?
Hey, honey.
Still spying on the neighbors?
Hi.
We're the Joneses.
Such a lovely street.
The Chinese don't even have a word for a street like this.
They would say, Xingyi he lingwen de kuaila de difong.
It sounds cool coming out of your mouth.
You don't think there's something off about them? They're both so overly accomplished and stylish.
Welcome to the Cobra Club!
A little different than you expected, huh?
That looks like a real snake.
Big one! That's real Cobra!
Do you have tab?
I'm following Natalie Jones.
Hello, Karen.
Natalie!
I was just giving Tim a voicemail. He likes to hear from me when I'm trying on lingerie. It's one of our things. He and Jeff have a thing.
We do it really fast in case the kids come running into our room.
Mm. Who are these people?
We need evidence.
I just want to make sure this is not paranoia. What is this?
There's a missile.
That's me. What is all this stuff?
Honey, is that you? Mama wants to cuddle.
They're not who they say they are.
Here's the thing about trust.
Once it's gone, bad things can happen.
This is Johnson!
Get the car now!
I count the three rangers, okay? 1, 2,
this is Sophie Winnick.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams.
The other day, I thought it'd be fun to have my pal Jared Bro on the show, and he is a crisis communications, I mean, just guru, honestly, and everything to do with media training, etc. And he was a member of the media and saw what it was like when people tried to dodge your questions. I think Chris Wallace did an excellent job as moderator, but there were some interesting moments in that debate. There's no question about it. Jared, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Always my pleasure, Kate.
Well, when we talk about spin and politicians dodging questions, one of the big ones was Hillary Clinton on the whole pay-to-play question with the Clinton Foundation, and she never really answered it.
And that's the big problem that we as Americans face, is that certain politicians are, what I'm going to say, are overtrained not to answer questions. And sadly, the moderators are not always prepared to know what the trainers teach in the avoidance techniques to know how to come back at that candidate and say, I'm sorry, you didn't answer that question. I specifically asked this. And what we're looking at is the frustration of the American populace, in large part because it's tough to get a clear answer from a candidate, whether they're serving in office or whether they're in a debate, because there are people out there in the profession that I am who train spokespeople who I think those trainers do it wrong and do a disservice, because it gets to the point that if you ask the candidate, is the sky blue, the candidate will say, well, I'll tell you why this sky is not blue. It's because the Environmental Protection Agency needs to do X, Y, and Z. And until they fix the healthcare system, we're not going to have blue skies again. And that's what frustrates Americans. And that's what frustrates people like you and I.
Yeah, so in your training, what do you do? What do you teach CEOs or other people you work with when they're asked those kinds of questions? What do you tell them to do?
Well, the key to anybody talking to the media, whether it's a CEO that I'm working with or a politician, which I seldom ever work with, is how to tell the truth and pick the best words that explain what you want to do, but to parse your words so that you don't say an inflammatory word that is going to cause a bunch of negative, cynical questions. I remember when I was a reporter, and I did that for 15 years. I haven't done it in the past 22 years. I've been out on my own as a trainer for 22 years. But I remember years ago hearing people at a news conference, for example, or in an interview, say one word that is the wrong word to say, and it sets off my cynic filter. When I was a reporter, everybody always described me as being the most cynical person they had ever met, and it's absolutely true. So for me, it's we have to tell the truth. Pick your words carefully when you're starting to tell the truth. Never lie and never spin.
Yeah, boy, and that's what we see. We see constant spin. Who is better at the art of spin, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?
Those two are extreme opposites. Hillary is more of a spin person because she has been at it longer and practicing more. Mm. Trump is, for a trainer, your worst nightmare because he does not like to train. He believes he is more effective when he's spontaneous. And for years, I've met CEOs like him, and I don't take them on as clients. I'll terminate a class if I see someone who's not open to preparing. The art of doing a debate or doing an interview is to practice in private so you don't mess up in public. And Hillary goes to one extreme of going to great lengths never to answer the specific question and to kind of weave a story that is so long that by the time she gets to the end of the answer, you almost forget what it was. Last night was less of a spin night. The second debate was a perfect example of two people both spinning, both candidates spinning, when the very first question came from a mom who says, there have been some vulgar things out in the news today. This was right after Trump's tapes came out. And the mother said, you know, there are so many vulgar things. How do we let our children who have been assigned to watch this debate for school, how do we let them watch without scoring them for life? Mm. And neither candidate ever answered that lady's question. That is spin, and both of them did it, one through training, one because he was the one who had used the most vulgar words that week and simply wouldn't acknowledge it.
Yeah, great observation, absolutely. And we saw that the town hall was perfect for that, and you're right. That was the question that just never, there was never really an answer to that. Of course there wasn't, because that's exactly what you're describing, how Trump is handling it and how Hillary Clinton is handling it. What about if you were Kellyanne Conway, who is the campaign manager for Trump? Imagine that. I like that laugh. When he says under his breath, and actually not even under his breath if the mic is working, when he says lies, liar, when he does that, when he makes those, you know, just kind of interrupts and says the one word, but it gets a lot of play. It gets tweeted out, and people focus on that, and then they're not focusing on even what she's saying.
Yeah, with Kellyanne Conway and really all of the surrogates for each of the candidates, and even the vice presidential candidates for each of the candidates, those are the people who are most in spin. If Donald Trump came out and said, the sky is black, and everybody said, that was the wrong thing to say. Last week you said the sky was white. His surrogates would be on the air in minutes in the spin room saying, well, what the candidate really said was, you know, it's not so much that it's black, it's a dark gray. And that dark gray goes toward more of a pale color, and it's almost the color of a cloud. And those clouds, you know, sometimes they're dark, but they're mostly white. And it's like, people, for goodness sake, CNN is the worst offender because they pay the surrogates surrogates to sit there, and instead of covering the issues, they cover, if I may say, the squabble between the candidates. There was another word I wanted to use, but I'm censoring myself. Rather than cover issues, the media gets sucked into covering the squabbles. And as I was saying earlier, you have to parse your words. You have to pick the most perfect words. And what you see the media jump on this morning in the analysis is who said the wrong word. And the one that committed the biggest sin in the eyes of the media was when Trump said that he was not going to accept the results of the election. And that's created the entire news cycle. One 12-second comment creates an entire news cycle. And that's part of what executives have to work on, is understanding that this affects your reputation and revenue. In public relations, many people worry about, does it affect your reputation? In my world of public relations, it's reputation and revenue. It takes millions of dollars to cover up a sin of one or two misspoken words.
Yeah, and you know, when he said that, it was almost like he was off the cuff, and I think a lot of things are off the cuff with him. That's what we're talking about. And you're right, that's been, besides the few comments on the side, like calling Clinton a nasty woman and bad hombres, but that's more like Twitter and whatnot, not what's being covered on the tube and not so much what's being written about. Was that a huge mistake for Trump?
I tend to think so, but, you know, when you and I have a discussion like this, our social media accounts are going to light up and people are going to perceive that we're biased about something.
When
the reality is, I'm looking at this as a political observer. I don't like either one of these people as far as watching their performance. I think they both have great flaws. And what I worry about when I watch somebody like Trump, the one that got me the most last night was when Hillary said, "You're Putin's puppet," and he said, "No, you're the puppet." And my wife immediately called me, because we had laughed and quoted Saturday Night Live for years where there was a sketch where a puppet would say, "No, you're the dummy," and the other person would say, "You're the dummy." And my wife works at a school, and six-year-old boys do this on playground. The thing about it is, what each of these candidates have going for them is one-third of the voting populace love them. And no matter what you do, you will not lose your loyal one-third. And it's the third in the middle who swing like a pendulum that you have to win over in these debates. And those little missteps will just leave a voter at this critical juncture at the end of the campaign who, you know, those middle thirds are where the undecideds are. And it's those little words like, "No, you're the puppet." When you go, "Well, that was completely out of context. You just lost me there." And it's those one words that lose that vote for you and cost you dearly for the rest of your life.
Yeah, so it's like you say, when you're working with people, reputation and revenue, it comes back to what we first started talking about. You have to watch your words, correct?
Absolutely. I remember watching an interview with someone who I knew had been trained but had never practiced again lose a $700 million project in a 12-second soundbite because he failed to practice before he went out for that interview. And I'll tell you who's a perfect example for us to use as a case study. Let's look at Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate. I was watching MSNBC. I'm a news junkie. I watch seven TV networks in the first 90 minutes of the morning while I'm drinking my coffee, right? So Gary Johnson was being interviewed weeks ago on MSNBC, and one of the anchors said, "What about Aleppo?" And Gary Johnson is now famous for the phrase, "What about Aleppo?" when he asked back, "What about Aleppo?" Whereas if Gary had been through good training, Gary would have been taught to say, "Well, can you be more specific?" So at the time, Gary is, out of the three candidates, the most honest, because immediately afterwards he said, "I'm sorry, I need to be sharper. I need to be better on this stuff. I thought he was using an acronym. I didn't hear the question well enough to realize he was talking about Syria." If Gary had been trained, he would not have just responded to that question by saying, "What about Aleppo?" or "What is Aleppo?" "What is Aleppo?" is what he said. He would have been trained to say, "Can you be more specific?" And at that point, the reporter would have said, "Well, all these Syrian refugees are there, bombings are taking place, et cetera, et cetera." And the question would have come into view, which would have allowed him to say, "Well, in case of Syria, I think we need to do X, Y, and Z." So those 4 seconds what is Aleppo? Cost Gary Johnson a lot of votes because there were people who were looking at him as a viable third-party candidate who could have jumped on board, but that entire news cycle was consumed with mockery.
Yeah, absolutely. Great, great example, of course. Jared Breaux, thanks so much, as always, for joining us on America Tonight.
Always good to be with you, Kate.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Once again, time for the mailbag, and a lot of it has to do with, of course, the debate, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. So on that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First one is from Posey. Kate, I'm tired of these debates, although I have to say, I think you described it as rubbernecking. Yes, we are rubbernecking, and part of that is because of the media. The media just drives whatever falls apart between these two, and you mentioned it's like Rock'em Sock'em robots as well. That's a great analogy, because really it is what we're getting, and it is why some people, anyway, are tuning in. What's sad is when we don't hear enough about the issues, how can you really make an informed decision? I mean, let's be serious, peeps. This isn't the Kardashians. This is to be elected as the leader of the United States of America. Yep. Again, you point out the obvious. Absolutely. It's not the Kardashians. It's not MTV. It's not reality, Real Housewives, whatever. It's our political process. And if you go back in history, I was just watching a movie about Ronald Reagan It was on the History Channel, and it was so well done. It was about when he was shot. It focused on that, but also there was this segment of when he debated. And when they were prepping him for the debate, which is the true story, telling him that he needed to, come on, Ronnie, you need to get in there, and if you don't agree, you need to say something. And he did do that, but he did it way different. There was no muttering nasty words or whatever. He made good, solid points in the debate with Jimmy Carter. And boy, have we really come in a much different direction since that Carter-Reagan debate, and even JFK and Richard Nixon. Here's one from Michael. Bad hombres. Nasty woman. Wow. He is a walking soundbite, Ms. Delaney. As somebody in the media, you certainly understand that. Those are the buzzwords coming out of this last debate. And then, of course, at the end, the kicker, Trump refusing to say whether he's going to accept the election results, but all the people around him saying, of course, he would, including Ivanka, his daughter, and his campaign manager as well. Here's what I think. I think, well, first of all, you're right. Bad hombres and nasty woman came out of that, and they became Twitter fodder because that's an easy hashtag and whatnot. So anyway, with Trump refusing to say whether he'd accept the results of the presidential election if he loses, I just really believe he doesn't think he's going to lose and didn't want to say, well, yeah, if I lose. You know, he wanted to not say that. He's already said that he thought that the process is rigged. And so he added at the end, I'll keep you in suspense. So this was what came out of Vegas. I mean, a crazy, stunning moment weeks before the presidential election. And what career politicians are saying is that his stance threatens to cast doubt on one of our fundamental principles of American politics, that we have an undisputed, peaceful transfer of power from one president to another that who is recognized as legitimate after winning the election. Trust me, there's been plenty of presidents, I guarantee, fly on the wall, when they lost, let's say they were running a second time, like Bush won, George Herbert Walker Bush. I really don't think that he wanted to hand over the presidential reins to Bill Clinton and felt good about that. But they did the niceties, they did the polite thing, whatever. Now, his campaign manager, Trump's campaign manager, really tried to kind of, I guess, blunt the election comments. And she said what Donald Trump, this is Kellyanne Conway, what Donald Trump has said over time, if you take all of his statements together, he has said he will respect the results of the election. And she argued that what he's saying is not without precedent, because people talk about Al Gore and what happened with Al Gore, and of course the hanging chads and all of that. It will be interesting, and it has been interesting the entire time, hasn't it? All right, let's go to this one from Jake. Kate, I'm back again. After being away, I've sent you a couple of emails. You may have already read them on the air. But I'll tell you what, you know, they talk about the Russians and this whole Putin thing. And Clinton says Putin's trying to rig the election. And this is after the debate or during the debate. And Trump says, I don't know Putin. It's not like we're friends. How about the arrest of this citizen in Prague who's wanted for the connection of 117 million LinkedIn passwords, ripoffs, and login credentials. You know, this is where this nonsense is coming from. I agree, this is where this nonsense is coming from. In Russia and other places. Now, look, the guy that they got, they said was surprised. He had no idea they were onto him. When he was arrested in Prague, they said he then suffered a nervous breakdown and was taken to a hospital. LinkedIn claims 6.5 million passwords were stolen in the 2012 attack, but in May the company increased it to 117 million, and it admitted that a massive batch of the stolen login credentials were being sold in the black market. Wow. So that hacking suspect is now waiting on a ruling on his extradition to the U.S., and the Russians are saying they would oppose it. So we'll see what happens there. And Russian hackers, are they influencing the election? I mean, there's a question. Are they influencing the elections? I think that the most egregious, serious, scariest thing that we have to deal with one of them, as Americans and just in the world and society in general, is cybersecurity. I mean, every day we see examples of this. The government, for goodness sake, hacked into. The Secretary of State hacked into when she was Secretary of State. I mean, all these breaches. For goodness sake, I got a note from my college. Oh, you might have had your Social Security number compromised because we had a hack. It seems as though the hackers are getting better and better. And when it comes to protecting and firewalls, how good are they? I know we've had on this show the guy who runs McAfee in the past, and it was such an interesting interview where he talked about they were just constantly threats every second, every millisecond, and that's what the people are doing. That's who they're hiring, the best crackers they can find to try to catch up with whatever the malware is, whatever's going on. But it is a giant monster, let's put it that way. I mean, just, it's crazy what happens when it comes to the web and security. All right, how about this? This one is from Butch. Butch, I'm tired of all the nonsense. I did hear you mention, and I'm talking about politics. I do think it's important. I think it's important to vote, and I will vote, but that's all I have to say about that. I heard you mention the Cleveland Indians. I'm a huge fan of the Tribe. Thanks for that, Kate Delaney. The Indians advancing to the World Series is a huge story. For people who like winners, not losers, I just want to tell everyone the team hasn't won a World Series since 1948, and that's when they beat up on a team called the Boston Braves. So I'm extremely excited about the Cleveland Indians going to the World Series, and let's see if they play the Cubs or the Dodgers. Woohoo! And there was an exclamation point, woohoo! So I'll read it that way. Woohoo! Yeah, Cleveland deserves to be there. They won the American League Championship Series 4-1. And it's true, the Indians haven't played in the World Series since 97. They lost to the Marlins then. Boy, that seems like a long time ago. And they haven't won a series since the 40s. So it is a very big deal. And it's wild, too, when you think about it, because this is Cleveland's year, except for when it comes to football. The Browns are lousy. They haven't won a game. But you have the Cavaliers finally, with LeBron James, hometown hero, winning the NBA championship. Now you have the Indians winning the American League Championship Series and punching their ticket to the World Series. So people who are taking the Cleveland Indians lightly, I wouldn't take them lightly. I wouldn't take the American League lightly when it comes to who's ever going to be representing in the National League. We could have a really great World Series. All right, how about this one? This one quickly is from Joey. Kate, I heard you mention Amy Schumer and people walking out of her show because she mentioned Donald Trump. Comedians have thick skins. This is what happens. They're like live wires, especially when they hook into what current politics are and what the climate is. And in Tampa, there are many, many Republicans and supporters of Donald Trump, so it's not surprising that she would have that kind of reaction. Yeah, and she was quick to point out, though, that was a big audience, and really the majority of the audience stayed. And you're right, if you're a comedian, you bag on whatever is going on, whatever's going on currently, the current climate, politics, whatever the latest buzz is, and you risk the chance of upsetting some of your audience, but you can't be a comedian if you're afraid to do that. But it just made news because it was obvious that people got up and walked out, and there was no way to cover that up. All right, thanks so much for all the emails, and thank you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.